Do you kind of in your mind go, okay, I've got an hour of Instagram social media time a day and then I paint, or is it a bit more fluid than that?
I think that would be a really good idea to do that. That sounds like something that a sensible person would do, but I'm not a very sensible person. I tend to do just I'll just go, right, Phoebe, put your phone down, hide it in the corner, put a podcast on, paint. And then I'll be like, ooh, this is like a really nice bit of my painting. I should film this on Instagram stories and share it. And oh no, I've got 6 messages. Oh, I should probably read those. Bing, bing, bing. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it's school pickup time.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, it's 2:30. I got to get in the car, get the kids.
So yeah, I have to be really careful because I'm a bit time blind. And so I can easily fall into like a wormhole or whatever you call it of like,
yeah, down the rabbit hole of Instagram.
Or, you know, so I try to not, like, if I put a post up and I get comments, if I get put a post up, I normally try and spend about 5 minutes on, you know, social media so that I can reply to the first couple of comments or three or four comments. Yeah. And then I'll try not to respond to the evening. But it is hard. And like, you know, sometimes my husband's like, maybe do you want to just like put your phone down?
Hey babe,
talk to me.
Hey.
And I'm like, okay, I've just got a few messages to respond.
But
like,
you don't have to respond to them. And Sally, I'm like, in California, just messaged me.
No, and I feel bad if I don't, and I don't want people to think that I'm a mean, horrible person. I've got everybody has to like me.
I know.
They might not like me if I don't reply. Yeah. Oh, it's hard. It's really hard.
It is really hard.
It's a double-edged sword for sure, because I love it. I love the interaction. And I've made some genuinely beautiful friends that, like, honestly, I have never met, and possibly some of them I probably never will. I never will. But they genuinely are people, you know, friends now, which is something that, like, I didn't ever think would, like, I probably would have scoffed at that a few years ago, like, cool, having friends on Instagram that you've never met before. But now I'm like, no, they're really my friends, so back off. Stop judging. I have Instagram friends.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Oh, I love it. Oh. Yeah. And so do you remember the first piece you sold?
I do and I don't. I don't remember the first piece that I sold, like, ever in my life.
Yep.
Because
that was maybe a long time ago.
Yeah. Because I've painted on and off at, you know, at school and before I went to uni and things, I did paint a little bit and put them in galleries and, well, not galleries, but like cafes and little shops and things.
Yeah.
So I can't really remember that. But then obviously I had the really long break until having kids, and then it was when I did a little painting right after, you know, I thought, right, I need to sort my head out and then start doing painting again. And I did a little painting and I posted it, and a lovely lady, she's actually Australian artist called Karen Manderson, a really, really lovely abstract artist, she messaged me and I never forget, like, honestly, it was such a beautiful message, like a really lovely long message because I'd put this post up and I think I'd put something like, I'd love to paint more, but I haven't got time. And, you know, it's really hard trying to fit it in. And it was a bit of a, you know, sob story message probably. And she wrote to me like, I really love this piece. And, you know, how much is it? I'd love to buy it. And, you know, I had no, I was like, I don't know, like, $60. I didn't actually know at the time, like, I had no idea, you know, I wasn't even planning on selling it or anything. And she said, no, I love it. And she said, listen, I'm an artist and I'm a mum, and she's obviously a bit further along than me at the time with her older kids and things, but she wrote, I'm going to give you 3 pieces of advice: find your passion and do it, and then make the time to do it, and you need to let go of perfectionism. And
they just
really stuck with me. And I just, honestly, she's such a lovely soul. Like, it was so kind. And it really, like, it was a pivotal moment, I think, for me to, like, just suddenly hear that from another person who's an artist and a mum. And sadly, I kind of wish I had stuck with painting, but that was pretty much the last painting that I did, really, for another 2.5 years, because then I got back in, well, that I did the fluid art instead. Then I kind of pivoted because I thought, no, I can't paint. I haven't got room. I haven't got a studio. I haven't got space, but I can do fluid, like this alcohol ink art at the kitchen table because it was minimal.
Yeah.
Clean up, and it was, you know, I could keep it quite small and things. But in hindsight, what I really, really did want to do was paint, but I just didn't want to make a mess and, you know, have to get paint out and in and out. And it took until, you know, like last year when I was like, I actually really want to paint. And finally kind of, I think I was just scared. I think the fluid art and the resin art, it was a sort of easy, not easy, because that I don't want to discredit it, but it
yeah,
was,
yeah, no,
it took my hand out of it, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I wasn't directly using a brush, and I was sort of relying a bit on chance, and it was very, you know,
and it fit with your life in that time, right?
It did, and it actually was a really good segue into coming back to painting. And I think by the time I came back to painting, it did all happen at the right time.